Understood is a resource I have recommended for many years to parents looking for support with learning and thinking differences such as ADHD, dyslexia, and more. And I'm subsequently excited to tell you about their podcast, Understood Explains. This season, the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Urtube, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs. They cover topics such as how to tell if your child needs an IEP, common myths about special education, and the difference between IEPs and 504 plans. I love how Understood Explains breaks down the overwhelm by unpacking an important topic each season and then drilling down further into key basics in each episode. Most episodes are between 10 to 15 minutes, and episodes are available in both English and Spanish. So fantastic, right? To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains wherever you get your podcasts. Hello, friends, and welcome to the mini edit from Edit Your Life. In these snack-sized mini episodes, I answer your questions about everything from self-care to parenting to relationships to home and more. Think of me like that friend you text or call when you need a quick piece of compassionate and candid advice. Send me your questions. Today's mini edit is about living area micro goals. It has been really fun to hear from folks that this new series on home micro goals is helping people identify little priorities to help attend to their nest. I have definitely been seeing and feeling the benefits of it through my outdoor and closet micro goals episodes, so I'm going to continue to roll on. Let's talk about the living area. My living area is open concept, so the entryway, living room, and dining room are basically all one space, but the tactics I'm going to share are pretty much applicable to more separated spaces. And then I also have a couple of very specific callouts that I hope will help you look at your space in a different way, even if you're not replicating the exact same thing. The first tactic is a lightning surface area edit. Like pretty much everyone, we accumulate little bits and pieces on surfaces, and then for some reason, they just stay there for a really long time. When I was starting out my living area edit, I noticed that there is this very dusty tray on our dining room sideboard that was literally holding a scattering of origami birds, one totally burned down candle, another large citronella outdoor candle that was also totally burned down, and I was like, why? I tossed it all in the trash, and then I did a super lightning surface edit elsewhere too. Second, I tackled shelves and open storage. In the front of our house, we have built-in benches. One side includes two small open bookshelves, and these were largely filled with picture books Violet hasn't read in years. I pulled all of the books out and stacked them up, and while I wiped down the shelves, Vi went through those books in like 5 minutes and picked her keepers. She is admittedly really easygoing when it comes to getting rid of stuff, but it was pretty incredible. I listed the books on Everything is Free. They were claimed in 5 minutes. And then I did the same for our TV console and also a few small open shelves right by the entryway. After tackling getting rid of stuff on these open shelves and surfaces, my third tactic was dealing with the dust. Oh my goodness. I wiped down side tables, cabinets, lamps. There was so much dust. And not surprisingly, everything just felt so much better and lighter after I got rid of it all. I have more tactics to share, which we'll do after a quick break. Are you, like pretty much every parent of younger kids I know, looking for a smart entertainment option for your kids? Designed for kids ages 6 and up, Mysteries About True Histories, also known as Math, How Smart Is That?, is a weekly podcast full of time travel, puzzles, hidden equations, history, and humor. And while kids will enjoy the stories anchored around characters like troublesome trolls, pirate queens, and mysterious aunts, adults can benefit too. I admittedly delighted in learning a thing or two about Pythagoras and triangles in one episode. Every episode follows two best friends, Max and Molly, who work together to solve riddles and math equations during their time traveling adventures. The series explores themes like the stories behind math, critical thinking, code breaking, pattern solving, and more, all weaving humor in with education to make learning fun. Episodes drop every Thursday and are about 15 minutes long, a great length for transition times during the day or a bedtime treat. So tune in to Mysteries About True Histories with your kids. You can follow and listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods. People often talk about the impact of things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and nutrition on skin, but did you know those things impact your hair too? If you've been dealing with hair thinning, you are not alone, and Nutrafol is here to help. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. I appreciate that they offer formulas tailored to different life stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after taking Nutrafol Women's Hair Growth Supplement for 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Edit Your Life listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code EDIT. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, and use promo code EDIT. That's Nutrafol.com using promo code EDIT. Now, after getting rid of stuff and wiping down surfaces and getting rid of a colossal amount of dust, my favorite part was putting things back really thoughtfully, as in, what deserves a place on these shelves or on top of these cabinets? And in the process, I also found that it was really great to move some things around, like objects and books, just to freshen up the space a little. So I encourage you to look at where you have things and where it might be nice to move things around. My fifth tactic involves the couch. The couch is the centerpiece of our living area. And since getting James, our dog, 4 years ago, we have had a slippery, water-resistant camp blanket on our couch. And it has just kind of bummed me out to have it all feel so temporary. And while I'm not willing to invest in a couch with pet-friendly fabric right this second, I did take the step of finding a cotton throw blanket on sale and a couple of cotton pillow covers to freshen things up and get back to natural materials. And it's been so nice. I tossed the camp blanket into the laundry so we can get that cleaned up and stored for, you know, use while camping. And otherwise, we have a lovely new cotton natural fiber blanket on our couch. It's serving to protect the leather couch, and also James loves the new blankie. My last recommendation is like a little more involved, but not even a ton more involved. And it is to perhaps add a coat of paint to a really high traffic area that's gotten really grubby. So right at our entryway, we have a bookcase style built-in that holds shoes, and the top of the surface, which isn't that big, was just grimy. It gets covered with junk because it's the landing area when you walk in, and the paint was subsequently really worn down. It's just such a high traffic space that we see all the time. And one day John was inspired to wipe it down and apply a coat of paint to the top surface. Didn't take much time at all. And it looks so much better. It is wild how much of improvement that little edit made. And also, after the paint dried, I requested of my family that we keep that space clutter-free now that it looks so nice. And we actually have. So this is kind of adding evidence to the case file that when you get things neatened up and nice, you're kind of more inclined to keep it neatened up and nice versus when things get really messy and then you just add to the mess. Minus that last painting step, all of my living area edits took maybe 1.5 to 2 hours total, and it is so much more peaceful and pleasant now. I hope this was helpful, and if you have a question for me, please drop me a line at edityourlifeshow@gmail.com or DM or comment on a post on Facebook or Instagram at Edit Your Life Show. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, I'm Debbie Reber, the founder of Tilt Parenting and the author of the book Differently Wired. The mission of Tilt is to change the way neurodivergence, whether that's having a learning disability, having ADHD, being gifted, autistic, or some combination of all of the above, is perceived and experienced so differently wired kids and the parents like us raising them can truly thrive. On the Tilt Parenting Podcast, I get to talk with authors, therapists, educators, and parenting experts who are committed to this mission. I ask the questions my listeners are most curious about when it comes to supporting our kids. And in turn, my guests share strategies for challenges, out-of-the-box ideas for navigating school, best practices for therapies, tips for advocating, and so many thoughtful insights on what it really takes to help our kids grow up feeling seen and respected so they can create awesome lives for themselves. I know that raising a differently wired kid can feel overwhelming and isolating, but I promise you, you are not alone, and it can feel so much better. If you're on this parenting journey, come listen to Tilt Parenting. Together, we can shift this paradigm and show up for our exceptional kids with hope, possibility, and joy.